From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia should become key player in electric car industry. Minister Johnny J. Plate said multifunctional satellites can enable fair internet access. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian government is proud of becoming an important player in the global electric car industry, as the country has enormous mineral resources to support the development of electric cars. This was stated by President Joko Widodo during his visit to the PT Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Indonesia in Cikarang on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. On the same occasion, he also witnessed the launch of the first electric car assembled in Indonesia called IONIQ 5. With this launch, he is optimistic that mineral resources available in Indonesia, such as nickel and cobalt, is important materials for lithium batteries, would support the development of electric cars in Indonesia. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny J. Plate has said that the procurement of multifunctional satellites could help the government expand internet access. As quoted by Antara on Wednesday, he said that the government has so far installed 360,000 kilometers of optical fiber on land and seabed. However, this is not enough considering that some territories in Indonesia are still not adequately connected. To have optimal satellite communication services, his side has chosen the latest technology that fits the need based on the state's topography. He also stated that his administration has requested the procurement of satellites with software-defined satellite technology, which are satellites with service areas that can be regulated through their software upstream. Climate agenda is one of the key focuses that will determine the success of Indonesia's G20 presidency this year. This was stated by founder and chairman of the Foreign Policy Committee on Indonesia, FPCI, Dinopati Jalal, during a webinar on the future in a net-zero world on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He has also remarked that the climate agenda will determine the success of Indonesia's G20 presidency, an opportunity that only comes in one generation. He further said that the government has been progressively developing the climate policy since last year to support climate-friendly development. The House of Representatives DPR's Commission 2nd and the organizer of the general election agreed on a budget worth 86 trillion rupiah for the 2024 general election. Thus, the 2024 election budget need to not become a polemic, especially when it is associated with the proposal for postponement of the 2024 election. This was stated by Deputy Chairman of the House of Commission 2nd, Jenny Martgirsang, on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He also noted that the House Commission 2nd is awaiting a follow-up to the discussions of the 2024 election budget at the DPR's Budget Committee. Let's move it on to the international news. Japan's sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine are necessary even if they squeeze energy supplies, because Tokyo one day could need allies to counter China in East Asia. This was stated by Taro Kono, a former defense chief and ex-foreign minister of Japan, as reported by Reuters.com. He also explained that the Japanese government needs to tell the people in Japan that in order to protect the Japanese people, the government needs to help the others too. He said if there is any aggressions anywhere on this planet, Japan needs to stop them. Panama on Wednesday said it has requested a review of the terms and conditions of a trade agreement in place with the United States since 2012. As reported by Reuters.com, the government of Panama said in a statement that the Central American country is seeking dialogue to protect its local production of rice, milk products, chicken and pork. Singapore's non-oil domestic export NODX grew at a slower pace of 9.5% in February on a year-on-year basis after a 17.6% expansion in the previous month. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, according to official data released by Enterprise Singapore ESG on Wednesday, both electronics and non-electronics exports went up and export to the top 10 markets grew in February, mainly due to the European Union's 27 nations, China and Malaysia. However, NODX to South Korea, Hong Kong, the US, Thailand and Indonesia fell. Let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on Bank Indonesia's Exhibit 72 Assisted MSMEs at Dubai Expo.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Bank Indonesia Exhibit 72 Assisted MSE at Dubai Expo. Bank Indonesia or BI Exhibit 72 Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises or MSMEs, which are also members of the Indonesian Sharia Creative Industry or IKRA at the Indonesia Pavilion at the Dubai Expo 2020 trade show. The MSME exhibition fostered by BI is part of the Bank Indonesia Special Week event from March 11 to March 17, 2022. Executive Director of the Head of the Communications Department of Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, in his statement on Sunday said that the exhibition is part of the G20 2022 presidency side event, which emphasizes the importance of the role of MSMEs as one of the G20 finance track agendas in spirit of recover together, recovery stronger. He conveyed that the superior MSME products being exhibited at the Indonesian Pavilion include jewelry, clothing, accessories, textiles, apparel, body care products, household appliances, food and beverages. The introduction of MSME products at Expo 2020 Dubai has started since November 2021 after going through a fairly rigorous curation process to select MSMEs with the most quality products. The aim is to attract as many requests for business matching and purchases from overseas business partners as possible. Erwin further stated that Dubai is a global player in the world of fashion and Islamic mode. So at the World Expo 2020 Dubai, Bank Indonesia also presented a fashion show with the theme Indonesia Modest Fashion Day on March 13, 2022. There are presented Muslim clothes made from wastra fabric and they are designed by Indonesian designers. Bank Indonesia also held a series of business forums from March 14 to March 17, 2022. Topics include Indonesia's potential in the global halal industry, digitizing payment systems for an inclusive economy, and strengthening MSMEs in global supply chains. Erwin Haryono added that Kafi Chuping is also held on 17th March 2022 to introduce the original taste of Indonesian coffee to visitors in a bid to attract potential buyers from various parts of the world. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on March 17, 1948, when the Brussels Agreement was signed. The Brussels Agreement was a cooperation agreement signed by the Netherlands, Belgium, England, Luxembourg, and France on March 17, 1948. This agreement covers the political, economic, cultural, and military fields and creates a collective defense alliance. It also aims to encourage the United States to play a major role in security in Western Europe. This Brussels Agreement became the forerunner to the formation of the Western European Union in 1950 when it was merged into the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. This was formed in Washington, D.C., United States of America, on April 4, 1949. The next event is that in 1963, Mount Agung in Bali erupted. Mount Agung is the highest mountain in Bali. This volcano has been recorded to have erupted several times. The 1963 eruption of Mount Agung became the most powerful eruption of Mount Agung after 120 years of inactivity. On 17 March 1963, Mount Agung erupted by spewing volcanic ash into the air as high as 14,000 kilometers. As a result of the eruption, around 1,900 people were killed and dozens of villages within a radius of 7 kilometers were destroyed. We end today in history on March 17th, National Nurses Day. Every March 17th, Indonesia commemorates National Nurses Day as a commemoration of the founding of the Indonesian National Nurses Association on March 17, 1974. The day was a combination of several nursing organizations at the time, which fought through movements to determine the dignity of the nursing profession. This year's National Nurses Day commemoration highlights the theme Nurses with the People Towards a Healthy Nation Free from COVID-19. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk kamu.
Pikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voicenews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry is developing the Mentawir Nursery near the new capital city Nusantara with 32.5 hectares of nursery and building.This nursery uses a cooperation concept between the government and business entity, namely the collaboration among the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Public Works and Housing Ministry, and the private sector. Mentawir Nursery in the next 6 to 7 months will produce 15 to 20 million seeds, including the Nyatoh wood, Sorea, Kampor tree, Agar wood, and Guavas.The millions of seeds produced from Mentawir Nursery will be brought to the new capital city to be planted in the critical lands. A written statement of the Environment and Forestry Ministry received by Antara on Tuesday mentioned that the Mantawiri Nursery will support the land rehab that precedes the new capital city development. This was in line with President Joko Widodo's instruction. The President instructed 70% of the 256,000 hectares of all Nusantara to be natural areas and trees. The planting of those trees is expected to attract animals and birds to enter their habitat around Nusantara. When accompanying President Joko Widodo observing the Mantawiri Nursery in North Penajam Pasir East Kalimantan on Monday, Minister of the Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that her side has only achieved 42% of the target so far, meaning it needs 28% more. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, 70% of land or 80,000 hectares will be finished being planted within 2 to 3 years, while the result will be seen in the next 4 to 5 years.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Are still with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Majalengka Regency, West Java has a variety of interesting tourism objects to visit. One of them is Bantarogung Tourism Village. is located at the slope of Mount Chiramai, and this makes this village a charming landscape. The air is quite cool because this tourism village is located at an altitude of 1,100 meters above sea level. The location of the Bantaragung Tourism Village is in the east part of Majalengka City. This village can be reached for an hour from downtown Majalengka by motor vehicles. Arriving at the tourism village of Bantaragung, you will be fascinated by the beautiful iconic Langit Binuang rice terrace. Although relatively new, the expanse of the green rice fields is similar to the expanse of terrace in Bali. This may attract attention. The spot is appropriate to get relaxed and to take selfies with beautiful scenery backgrounds. If you want to feel the freshness of the water in this tourism village, you must go trekking to Curug Ciputuy, which is located on Mount Chiramai. You can also walk through the pathway as far as 300 meters to arrive at the waterfall. Ciputuy waterfall is so beautiful because it is surrounded by dense forest. Besides swimming, there you can take pictures with the beautiful forest as a background. In the tourism village of Bantaragung, you can see the entire view of the village from the height of the Chibur Pass rice terrace. Because on this very wide terrace, there is a straight road to the residential area, which is good for cycling or walking with an atmosphere of refreshing village breeze. In Bantaragung village, you can watch the sunrise, which is also as beautiful as other places. The portrait of the sun rising from behind Mount Chiramai, the largest mountain in West Java, is clearly visible in this village. This is a moment that you must capture. Besides being rich in natural beauty, Bantaragung Tourism Village is also rich in potential creative economy products, including culinary, fashion, and craft.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indo.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, here is Miscellany. The title of Miscellany for today's edition is University student of ITS Gagas Eduli. There are still many school children who cannot continue their education due to financial limitations to buy their school needs. Meanwhile, many school graduates whose school supplies are no longer used do not know where to throw them away. Seeing this phenomenon, the student team of the 10 November Institute of Technology, or ITS, initiated an integrated application that connects donors for school needs to those in need. This application is called Eduli. Team leader Muhammad Akmal Rizwanda explained that Eduli is a platform for people who need various school supplies and who want to donate their goods. The Informatics Engineering Department student added that anyone can donate their school supplies ranging from stationery, books, uniforms to electronic goods. Akmal added that the recipients of the donated items could be orphanages, which are Eduli's team partners or individuals who are in need of these items. The Eduli's application will recommend recipients who need it when the donor will donate the goods so that the donor will immediately know where the goods will be given. For the delivery of goods, the Eduli team provides two options. Donors can send the goods themselves to the recipient, or use the pickup feature, which provides facilities for the goods to be delivered by the Eduli team to the recipient. This feature is provided to make it easier for donors to send goods. With this application, it will be easier for people to donate used school goods. There will be fewer school children who feel they cannot continue their education because they do not have the school supplies. This will certainly help reduce the rate of children dropping out of school and is expected to improve the quality of education in Indonesia. The ideas outlined in this scientific paper have also succeeded in bringing a gold medal at the ASEAN Innovative Science, Environmental, and Entrepreneur Fair 2022 Social Science category early last February. Well, listener, that was Miscellany read by Ahmad Faisal.
manusia mencari hal yang tak dimengerti, terus menggali entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau tak selalu lebih indah, bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Kau kan mengerti, pahamilah
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present to you with a song Kok Jadi Gini, song by Hetty Koes Endang. The song was released in 1987 on the album of the same name, Kok Jadi Gini. This hit single tells the story of a person who is initially skeptical of a romantic relationship, but ends up being confused about her feelings after she falls in love for the first time. This fast-paced song has a cheerful and easy-listening nuance that makes listener fall in love. In November 2021, the original version of the song was re-released on the album Tribute to Odi Agam. Well, listener, here is Hetty Koes Endang with the song Kok Jadi Gini.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
meluk diriku, terasa getar seluruh tubuhku. Mungkinkah asmara
listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.